Mining's Early Days, 1873 to 1923. The early times in the mine were very difficult. The materials necessary for the correct functioning of the mine were lacking. The miners worked under very difficult conditions. Sicknesses such as silicosis and the great danger posed by explosions and tunnel collapses were daily risks for these workers. In 1916, the excavation of bituminous slate began, the second mineral that we find in the basin after coal. The following panel shows how impossible it was for the miners to have a decent home. They lived in poor neighbourhoods and built their homes with their own hands. Furthermore, the typical clothing of a miner is described here, including their talagias, small cloth bags in which they carried their food, carburas, carbon lamps used both inside and outside of the mine, and we see them with a lump of wood on their shoulder, the same as those used to reinforce the tunnels from which they removed splinters in order to ignite the portion of coal that they were given as part of their job. We can see some moments captured as the miners left or entered the working shaft. The last panel in this section shows photographs of the main buildings in the city, following the modernist style of the times, such as the recreation circle, Circulo de Recreo, the council offices and the Grand Theatre. Here we should also highlight the importance during this time of the water spring and spa which brought Puertollano global fame.